the lower 50s today, this evening, and a chance of rain tonight is at 40%. And tomorrow is Easter Sunday. And Easter Sunday is going to be mostly sunny, as it should be. But there is a chance of showers and maybe thunderstorms in the afternoon. So some thunderstorms can produce some pretty high winds. But the temperature will be in the upper 70s tomorrow. And a chance of rain in the afternoon is only at 40%. Sunday night, Easter night, it'll be mostly cloudy in the evening with a chance of showers, lows in the upper 40s. Chance of rain tomorrow night is only at 40%. And on Monday, we continue this streak of mostly sunny days on Monday with highs in the mid-60s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Oh yeah, today's program features the music, the singing, and the songwriting, the exciting performance of Ed Sheeran.
So the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. When we came, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. Well, you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat. Tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body.
come on, be my baby, come on. 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 I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, now my bed sheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, come on, be
I'm
my
in love
baby.
With your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, come on, be
I'm
my
in love
baby.
With your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, be
I'm
my
in love
baby.
With your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
Ed Sheeran, every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. That song is called The Shape of You, and Ed Sheeran writes and sings, singing songwriter, my favorite thing. And you know, that song is part of the album called Divide, released on January 6th in 2017. That song peaked at number one on the singles charts in 30 different countries, including the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 as well. The United Kingdom, the Canadian singles, Australia, and it stayed at number one for 13 weeks. Oh, yeah. So, you know, maybe you have never heard of Ed Sheeran before. He's new for me. Divide is his third album, and I discovered Ed Sheeran by his performance on late-night TV talk shows, and I was so impressed. So, you know, Ed Sheeran, in June of 2015, Forbes, you know, the financial magazine, said that he had earned $57 million in the 12 months previous to June 2015. So he's like one of the highest earning celebrities in the world. So, Ed Sheeran, let's find out more about who this guy is. Well, he's Irish, and he's redhead. He's a redheaded man. He was born on February the 17th in 1991, which makes him 26 years old. And he is from Framlingham in Suffolk in England. And he has released three albums. The first album was called Plus. And the second album, it looks like an X and you read it as Multiply. And then the third album that we just heard the track from is called Divide, and it's got a division symbol on the front. So, you know, his very first album called Plus, released back in 2012, he was nominated for the Song of the Year at the Grammy Awards in 2013. And at the end of 2013, he did three sold-out shows in Madison Square Garden at New York. And Multiply, that's the second album. You know, the first album is 2012. The second album, Multiply, is released in June of 2014. It won the Album of the War, the Brit Album of Album of the Year Award. And he had the first artist to have two songs debut in the U.S. top 10 in the same week. Came from the Divide album, that song that we just heard, The Shape of You. There's another song we're going to hear later in the program called Castle on the Hill. And both of those songs appeared in the top 10, Billboard top 10, in the same week, in their same debut week. And that's like the first time that ever happened. And that's Ed Sheeran. You know, he started singing when he was really young. He's four, you know, he was in the local church choir when he's 4 years old. And his dad took him out to see a lot of live music. And he got to see Eric Clapton at the Royal Albert Hall, Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan. The very first album that Ed Sheeran heard that really introduced him was Van Morrison, Irish Heartbeat. Well, Van Morrison is also Irish, comes from Belfast. So... He's started his own record label. Now, a lot of musicians do that too. But the reason that Ed Sheeran started his own record label was not to release his own music, but to sign up some friends of his. So it's kind of interesting. He cites his influence. One of his influence is Eminem, the white rapper. Now, I don't know that much about rap, but I have heard Eminem. So it's really interesting because what I hear when I listen to Ed Sheeran's songs is he's taken the idea of rap, a lot of words delivered very fast in a very tight rhythm, but somehow he has made it lyrical. He takes verses that are very rap-like, and then he comes up with a real pop-hooky chorus. Anyway, let's listen to that song I mentioned, the second single from the Divide album. This song is called Castle on the Hill. And the other thing about his writing, it's so authentic. He writes about his life, and it's very poetic, the things that he says. Very original way of framing his thoughts. Castle on the Hill is about the castle on the hill in Framingham where he lived. Let's listen to Ed Sheeran.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. Tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart, broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait go home. I'm on my way, driving at 90 down those country lanes, singing to Tiny Dancer, and I miss the way you make me feel. It's real. Old and smoking and rolled cigarettes, running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, and when we got paid, we'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Sell clothes, one works down by the coast, one had two kids but lives alone, one's brother overdosed, one's already on his second wife, one's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go home, and I'm on my own. Still remember these old country lanes.
Sheeran. Okay, now we've heard two of the singles that were released from his Divide album. We started with Shape of You, and we just heard The Castle on the Hill. I love it when you can hear that British Isles accent come through. I can't wait to go home to The Castle on the Hill. So, you know, when those singles were released, you know, you've heard of Spotify, that streaming service. He broke the streaming, one-day streaming record. The combined total of those two songs were streamed over 13 million times in the first 24 hours that they were released. What a spectacular success for somebody who's 26 years old. So how did he start his career? You know, I talked about how he sang in church choir as a young man, and he was following music. And just like everyone that starts a career, you start to kind of play around, and people start to hear you. But he did something very gutsy before he was assigned to Asylum Records, when he had just really started playing. He had enrolled in the Academy of Contemporary Music in Guildford in Surrey as an undergraduate, and he was there in 2009. So the following year, he leaves school. He buys a ticket to Los Angeles. He doesn't know anybody in Los Angeles. He buys a ticket to Los Angeles. And he's got one gig lined up for a poetry night. Okay, so he goes to Los Angeles. Now imagine Los Angeles after being in a small town in Ireland. He starts playing open mic nights all over Los Angeles. And he plays one night at this club that's owned by Jamie Foxx, the Foxhole. And Jamie Foxx heard him. And that was it. That started his career. Jamie Foxx offered Ed Sheeran the use of his recording studio, and he offered him a bed in his home, Jamie Foxx's home in Hollywood. Stay with me and do your work. And one thing led to another. And in January of 2011, Ed Sheeran signs with his first recording contract with Asylum Records. So it's interesting. He started his own record label, I mentioned, Gingerbread Man. And not for the purpose of releasing his own music, but to sign people that he knows and admires. So it's interesting. I wanted to play two of the artists that were signed to Ed Sheeran's Gingerbread Man Records. The first one is called, his name is Jamie Lawson. And he was signed, and his first album, self-titled Jamie Lawson, was released in October of 2015. And then we're going to hear another artist that Ed Sheeran signed, Foy Vance. And his album called The Wild Swan was released in November of 2015, both in 2015. And one of the things that is interesting for me is Ed Sheeran did not develop in a vacuum. Nobody does. He comes out of a certain kind of singing, songwriting, folk style that he heard at his home in Ireland. And these two men that he signed to his records, to me, they're in the same school of singing. It's the same sound of the voice. It's very much in the same genre. But there's something that separates Ed Sheeran from the other people that might sound like him. There's something genius about his poetry and his songwriting. But I wanted to play three songs by the Jamie Lawson, two by Jamie Lawson, and then we'll hear one by Foy Vance. We're going to start out with Cold in Ohio, and wasn't expecting that from Jamie Lawson. And then we'll hear She Burns from Foy Vance. These are the artists from Ed Sheeran's Gingerbread Man Records.
It was only a smile, but my heart, it went wild. I wasn't expecting that. Just a delicate kiss anyone could have missed. I wasn't expecting that. Did I misread the sign? Your hand slipped into mine. I wasn't expecting that. You spent the night in my bed. You woke up and you said, well, I wasn't expecting that. I thought love wasn't meant to last. I thought you were just passing through. If I ever get the nerve to ask, what did I get right to deserve somebody like you? I wasn't expecting that. It was only a word. It was almost misheard. I wasn't expecting that. But it came without fear. A month turned into a year. I wasn't expecting that. I thought love wasn't meant to last. Honey, I thought you were just passing through. If I ever get the nerve to ask, did I get right to deserve somebody like you? I wasn't expecting that. Oh, and isn't it strange how life can be changed in the flicker of the sweetest smile? You know I wouldn't change a thing without that innocent kiss. What a life I'd have missed. If you'd not took a chance on a little romance when I wasn't expecting that. Time doesn't take long. Three kids up and gone. I wasn't expecting that. The nurses, they came, said it's come back again. I wasn't expecting that. Then you closed your eyes. You took my heart by surprise. I wasn't expecting that. This city's always moving. Nothing stays still. Somebody's always leaving. Somebody always will. There are airplanes taking off and landing. Lovers left behind without understanding. It's cold in Ohio. I'm not going there. It's cold in Vostok Station, middle of nowhere. It's cold in New York City with that north wind blowing through. Cold in Ohio, it's warm here next to you. I understand you're worrying. I know the feeling. Love is always shifting sand, not much to believe in. These are the times we're living in. This is the way of the world now. I'm not giving in. You don't going there. It's cold in Vostok Station, the middle of nowhere. It's cold in New York City with that north wind blowing through. Cold in Ohio, it's warm here next to you. Let the snow fall down, let the wind blow through. It doesn't matter now, it doesn't matter now. It's cold in Ohio, I'm not going there. Cold in Vostok Station, the middle of nowhere. It's cold in New York City with that north wind blowing through. It's cold in Ohio, it's warm here next to you. Next to you. It's cold in New York City with that north wind blowing through. It's cold in Ohio, it's warm here next to you.
You can go there if you want to, though. There are no markings on a country road. It's time to show the way back home. But when you get there, you won't want to go. I've frozen over my desire. Covered up in virgin snow. I stand beside her. She burns, yeah. She burns like petrol, soap, paper, and fireworks. And I'm burning, yeah, I'm burning. I'm burning so deep that just breathing hurts. I'm melting down in a kind of cold. She likes to lay under the covers, oh. Pretend that everywhere's our home. Keeps me warm right to my very soul. We get so tangled up, it's hard to know what is hers and what's my own. Vines at the bottom of an olive grove. I've frozen over my desire. Covered up in virgin snow. But when I stand beside her, she burns, yeah. She burns like petrol, soap, paper, fireworks. And I'm burning, yeah, I'm burning. I'm burning so deep that just breathing hurts. I'm melting down. I've frozen over my desire. Covered up in virgin snow. But when I stand beside her, she burns, yeah. She burns like petrol, soap, paper, and fireworks. And I'm burning, yeah, I'm burning. I'm burning so deep that just breathing hurts. I'm melting, darling. I'm melting down in a kind of cold. I'm melting down in a kind of cold. I'm melting down in a kind of cold.
Foy Vance. That song is called She Burns, and the album is called The Wild Swan. And right before that, we heard Jamie Lawson. Wasn't expecting that, and Cold in Ohio. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we are learning and listening and becoming quite enamored with Ed Sheeran, or at least I am. I hope you're following me with that. So those two artists, Foy Vance, Jamie Lawson, both of their albums were issued on the record label that Ed Sheeran started, Gingerbread Man Records. And I think it's really great that he is trying to lift up other musicians and bring them into, you know, the cultural mainstream, because that was certainly a very important thing for him. He would not have attained the international recognition that he has without really having the assistance of other musicians who heard him and realized what they were listening to. So a little bit more about his history, you know, that first album in 2012 called Plus. So he's on tour in Australia when Taylor Swift hears him on tour. She contacts him and they work together on some stuff. And then in 2013, Ed Sheeran is the opening act for Taylor Swift's The Red Tour in 2013. That same year, in 2013, one of the songs from Plus called The A-Team was nominated for the Song of the Year for the 2013 Grammy Awards in the United States. So Elton John became very interested in Ed Sheeran and has gotten very involved in his career. You know, in that song we heard, The Castle on the Hill, you know, driving at 90 down those country lanes, listening to Tiny Dancer. Ed Sheeran's talking about Elton John's song, Tiny Dancer. So Elton John runs Ed Sheeran's management company. And so when he was nominated for the Grammy Awards, Elton John goes to the award organizers and said, you know, I want him to perform at the ceremony. And the organizers said, well, he's just not high profile enough. We're not going to let him perform. So Elton John said, well, you know what? Let me sing a duet with him and maybe that will work for you. So Elton John sang a duet with Ed Sheeran so that he would have a performance spot on the 2013 Grammy Awards. I love that. So things are building up for Ed. And in 2014, you know, that streaming service Spotify, Ed's second album, The X, called Multiply, 860 million streams of Ed Sheeran songs. Spotify named him the most streamed artist in 2014. And his album, Multiply, was the most streamed album. And, of course, Multiply also was nominated for the Album of the Year in the 2014 Grammy Awards. And so it turns out that in 2016, he took a whole year off, you know, all that activity. And in January 2017, has just released Divide. Yeah, you know, I used to play, for instance, when Beatles songs would come out. Yeah, I'm that old. When a new Beatles song would come out, I would play it continuously for several days in a row. And I mean, you just play it. We didn't have repeat on iPhones at that time. You had to actually pick up the needle on the record player and play it again and play it again. And I would just obsessively listen to John Lennon songs, and music was like that. Hasn't been like that for me in a long time, but Ed Sheeran has had that effect on me. That those two songs, The Shape of You, Castle on the Hill, I've been listening to them incessantly for over a week now. So I was really excited to bring them to you today on my program. Now, you maybe have already heard of Ed Sheeran, but I'm just really thrilled to discover his music. So let's listen to some more of Ed Sheeran's music. This song is called Eraser. Now, it sounds like he's saying eraser, a razor, like a shaving razor, but it's his accent. He's actually saying, in English, in American English, we say eraser, like a pencil eraser. But he's saying eraser, Ed Sheeran. Oh, yeah.
I was born inside a small town, I lost that state of mind. Learned to sing inside the Lord's house, but stopped the age of 9. I forget when I get awards now, the wave I had to ride. The paving stones I played upon that kept me on the grind. So blame it on the pain that blessed me with the life. Friends and family filled with envy when they should be filled with pride. And when the world's against me is when I really come alive. And every day that Satan tempts me, I try to take it in my stride. You know that I've got whiskey with white lies and smoke in my lungs. I think life has got to the point, I know without it's no fun. I need to get in the right mind and clear myself up. Instead I look in the mirror questioning what I become. Guess it's a stereotypical day for someone like me, without a 9-to-5 job or a uni degree. To be caught up in the trappings of the industry, show me the locked doors, I'll find another use for the key. And you'll see,
I'm well aware of certain things that can destroy a man like me. But with that said, give me one more. Another one to take the sin away. I am happy on my own, so here I'll stay. Save your life.
I used to think that nothing could be better than touring the world with my songs. I chased the picture perfect life, I think they painted it wrong. I think that money is the root of all evil and fame is hell. Relationships and hearts you fix, they break as well. And ain't nobody wanna see you down in the dumps, because you're living your dream, man, it should be fun. Please know that I'm not trying to preach like I'm Reverend Run. I beg you don't be disappointed with the man I've become. Oh, conversations with my father on the A14, age 12, telling me I've gotta chase those dreams. Now I'm playing for the people, dad, and they know me, with my beaten small guitar, wearing the same old jeans. Wembley Stadium crowd, 240,000. I may have grown up, but I hope that Damien's proud. Until the next generation, inspiration's allowed. The world may be filled with hate, but keep erasing it now, somehow.
I'm well aware of certain things that will befall a man like me. But with that said, give me one more. Welcome to the new show. I guess you know I've been away. But we're a man and you know. But my heart will stay the same. Welcome to the new show. Cause you know I've been away. But we're a man and you know. My pain eraser. And I'll find comfort in 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 my pain eraser.
I heard he spent £500 on jeans. Goes to the gym at least 6 times a week. Wears boat shoes with no socks on his feet. And I hear he's on a new diet and watches what he eats. He's got his eyebrows plucked and his asshole bleached. Owns every single ministry CD. Tribal tattoos and he don't know what it means. But I heard he makes you happy, so that's fine by me. Still, I'm just keeping it real, still looking at your Instagram, and I'll be creeping a little. I'll be trying not to double tap from way back, cause I know that's where the trouble's at. Let me remind you of the days when you used to hold my hand, and when we sipped champagne out of cider cans. I guess if you were Lois Lane, I wasn't Superman, just a young boy trying to be loved. So let me get it to you. I don't wanna know about your new man, cause if it was meant to be, you wouldn't be calling me up trying to, cause I'm positive that he don't wanna know about me. I don't wanna know about your new man, we'll get there eventually. I know you're missing all this kind of love, but I'm positive that you don't wanna know about me. Your new man rents a house in the burp and wears a man bag on his shoulder, but I call it a purse. Every year he goes to Malaga with all the fellas, drinks beer but has a six pack, I'm kinda jealous. He wears sunglasses indoors in winter at night time, and every time a rap song comes on he makes a gun sign, says tune, boy them light up the room. Well enough about him girl, let's talk about you. You were the type of girl who sat beside the water reading, eating a packet of crisps, but you will never find you cheating. Now you're eating kale, hitting the gym, keeping up with Kylie and Kim, in the back of the club kissing a boy that ain't him. Okay, you need to be alone, and if you wanna talk about it you can call my phone. I just thought that I would tell you cause you oughta know, you're still a young girl trying to be loved. So let me give it to you. I don't wanna know about your new man, cause if it was meant to be, you wouldn't be calling me up trying to, cause I'm positive that he don't wanna know about me. I don't wanna know about your new man, we'll get there eventually. I know you're missing all this kind of love, but I'm positive that you don't wanna know about me. Baby, I'm not trying to ruin your week, but you act so differently when you're with him. I know you're lonely. Please remember you're still free to make the choice and leave. Don't call me up, you need to show me. I don't wanna know about your new man, cause if it was meant to be, me up trying to, cause I'm positive that he don't wanna know about me. I don't wanna know about your new man, we'll get there eventually. I know you're missing all the air eventually. I know you're missing all the air eventually. I know you're missing all the air. I don't wanna know about your new man.
It's Sheeran. Oh gosh, I don't want to know about your new man. What an infectious song. And right before that, we heard Eraser. So Ed Sheeran's latest album called Divide, released on January 6, 2017. So I don't know if you watch TV. I know you listen to the radio. That means there's a good chance you watch TV too. And maybe you've actually seen HBO's Game of Thrones. I really like Game of Thrones, and they're about to release the seventh season of Game of Thrones, and Ed Sheeran is going to be a guest star on Game of Thrones. Oh well, I can't wait to see it. This redheaded man has really captured my fancy. You know, Ed Sheeran. He received an honorary degree from the University at Suffolk in Ipswich for his outstanding contribution to music. And Ed Sheeran said, "Suffolk is very much where I call home. Receiving this recognition is a real privilege." Yeah, so it's a real privilege for me to be able to share Ed Sheeran's music with you. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. So, you know, it's always really amazing when I hear new music, how my reactions to it and how I hear it changes as I listen to it. And I hear the influence of rap in his music, but I also hear a real typical Irish type of singing. He's got a high voice. He's kind of a tenor. And there's just a certain quality to his lyricism and his poetry that makes me think of other Irish poets, and especially of Van Morrison. You know, I said earlier that the very first album that Ed Sheeran listened to, that he got interested into music for, was one of Van Morrison's albums called Irish Heartbeat. So I wanted to play some Van Morrison. And we're going to be listening to a song from Van's newest album called Keep Me Singing. This is called Going Down to Bangor. And this is Van Morrison.
Going down to Bangor. a frank, babe. Bang, babe, my bucket list, babe. Friend of a bucket and spade. I'm gonna dive a picky pool. Man, I'm going in the deep end. Well, I got your letter this morning. Well, the sun was shining so bright. Napoleon's nose. Well, well up on the hillside, while the purple heather grows. All right. Thank you. quit crying up here, my dear. If nobody gets what they want, tell me what's the use in that. Everybody just gets fat. Open the door to your heart.
Open the door to your heart. That's from Born to Sing, No Plan B. So, you know, we started our program listening to Ed Sheeran, and I wanted to play that song Shape of You one more time, just because, you know, I want to hear it again, and I hope you want to hear it again too. So here's another thing too. When you hear these studio recordings, they're incredibly produced. He's got fabulous musicians with him, but he really made his career as a solo performer with acoustic guitar. There's an arena in London, Wembley Stadium. And in 2015, Ed Sheeran sold out Wembley Stadium for three nights in a row. That's like 240,000 people. And the only thing on the stage was him with an acoustic guitar. What a powerful singer and songwriter. All right, let's listen it one more time to Ed Sheeran. This is The Shape of You.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come coming now, follow my lead. With the shape of you, we push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body.
and brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
When we came, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. Mm-hmm. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like,
girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the music of Ed Sheeran today. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. It's about 30 seconds before 4 in the afternoon. It's currently 69 degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville, and you are tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH Monticello, New York. We're hydropowered, we're member supported, we're community radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. Stay tuned. The Janice Adams Show is coming right up. We'll have a few NPR headlines at the top of the hour to get us started. Stay tuned for